The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I'll take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today we discuss Notre Dame 7, Oklahoma 0. It was the game that ended the Sooners' 47-game winning streak. See, if we're going to set the stage, we start with legendary coach Bud Wilkinson, because his Sooners were arguably the greatest dynasty in modern college football Division 1A history. He was hired as a 31-year-old, and he unleashed this modified split-T formation, and it took the country unaware. His students were outright staggering. Three national championships. They had a 31-game winning streak, and they followed that with a 47-game winning streak, whose conclusion is the point of this podcast. This modified split-T formation was simple in its construct. As the play unfolded, a defender was forced to make a choice. So they would commit, and in turn, the quarterback either reacted or pitched the ball or kept the ball based on the read. Well, let's set the stage. Let's start with the 31-game winning streak that ended on January 1st, 1951, when Kentucky beat Oklahoma 13-7. That game that ended the 31-game winning streak matched arguably the two greatest coaches in history, Paul Bear Bryant and Bud Wilkinson. Both entered the game, number one and number seven, respectively. Number one, Oklahoma, 10-0. Number seven, Kentucky, 10-1. Now, how did Coach Bryant defeat Oklahoma? Well, he realized that something new had to be infused. So what did he do? To offset that scary split-T formation, he basically had a multi-look offense that included nine men up front. And the biggest linemen shot the gaps. That slowed the Sooner attack. And as a result, the Wildcats hung on for an implausible 13-7 win. Well, 2 years later, Oklahoma and Pitt played on October 3rd, 1953, and Oklahoma and Pitt tied 7-7. Now, after that, Oklahoma would go on to run the table, meaning they would run the table from 1953 through 1957 of 47 straight wins. Along the way, they defeated Maryland in the 1956 Orange Bowl. And at that time, they were riding a 30-game winning streak, and they faced Jim Tatum's Maryland team. The 1956 Sooners were part of this run. This was a split tee in its prime. They led the nation in scoring 47 points per game, rushing 391 yards per game, total offense 480 yards per game. And they had nearly all of the players back from that 55 team that were key. Maxwell Trophy winner, Tommy McDonald, Walter Camp Trophy winner, Jerry Tubbs. So here we are. It's November 16th, 1957. And Oklahoma had won 47 straight games. Again, it was back on September 26, 1953, that Notre Dame had defeated Oklahoma 28-21. The following week was that tie that we discussed. Now, number two, Oklahoma entered the game 7-0. They were the two-time defending national champions. Notre Dame entered the game 4-2. And the previous season, Notre Dame had a losing season. They were playing in Norman, Oklahoma, and they were in front of 63,000 fans, and the game was scoreless with less than 4 minutes remaining. Now, here's what happened. That day, Oklahoma's record streak of 47 victories ended. How did it end? Well, initially, what happened was Notre Dame, in the closing minutes of the game, this is kind of the short-winded version, marched 80 yards. This is against an Oklahoma team that was ranked number two in the nation, as I mentioned, and they were a 18-point favorite. That day, Oklahoma couldn't move the line that Notre Dame presented in front of them. They were only able to rush for 98 yards. They were only able to throw for 47 yards. The Notre Dame defense just stymied them. Notre Dame was paced by a fullback, 210-pound, Nick Petrosante, as he ran them 196 yards, as he rolled up 169 yards that day. And in the air, the Irish passed for 79 yards. Now, the 62,000 fans were in stunned silence up until the last quarter. And this is what happened. Notre Dame's touchdown drive started from the own 20. They put together a 20-play drive that went 80 yards for the only touchdown. Time after time, Notre Dame migrated down the field, and eventually they moved down to the 8-yard line in the closing moments of the game. Now, the Sooners were facing a third and goal line stand. Petrosante smashed 4 yards through the center, and then the next play, Dick Lynch was stopped for no gain. On third down, Williams went through the center one more time to gain a yard. So here we are, fourth down, late in the fourth quarter. And what happened? Well, Lynch crossed up the Sooners, rolled around his right end, and scored standing up. Monty Strickles converted the extra point, and that ended football's longest win streak. Notre Dame was the last team to defeat Oklahoma back in 1953, and this was 1957. Well, in short, quarterback Bob Williams, who faked a dive into the end zone and pitched to Dick Lynch for that stunning touchdown, ended Oklahoma's 47-game winning streak and provided a perfect bookend to that Notre Dame pair of wins. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.